everybody. It's the Biscuit Podcast.
All right, everybody, bow your heads. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily The Biscuit. Big Rand, how are you?
Good.
Good. Got my three quick beers. Number one. Well, before we get into the playoffs, we got a few things we need to just come over, just brief news. After the game 7 of the Toledo Walleye, they are now up 2-0 on the Fort Wayne Comets, I believe, and on their way to probably winning the East Coast Hockey League Championship.
Nice. I didn't even know Fort Wayne had a team until, like, this year.
They're the Comets with a K, so they don't really have a team.
Well, I didn't know they were so close to me. I could have been going to fucking Fort Wayne games, too.
Do you live close to Fort Wayne?
Yeah.
Like, what, an hour there, too?
Probably about an hour and a half south of me.
Shit. Yeah.
I'm only about 45 minutes from Kalamazoo.
Right, so that makes a little more sense. Glad to see the K-Wings lose just because of Ben Wilson.
Yeah, I agree.
No ill will towards the fucking K-Wings, but yeah, you gotta go ahead and lose that one. And then it's good news for the Red Wings because I expect a lot of these guys to be playing in Grand Rapids next year, and I expect Evan Rankin to be a Red Wing within the next 4 years, to be honest with you.
Toledo's, they're Detroit.
Yeah, they're right under Grand Rapids, and then, yeah, so they're like the third down for the Red Wings. Mrazek played there.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm. They had like a Peter Mrazek bobblehead doll game last year. I wanted to fucking go to it real bad, but didn't make it up there in time. That's about... And then Pierre-Luc Dubois, the draft pick for the Blue Jackets last year, his team is in the championship for the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. That's about it for the minors right now. Like I said last week, I haven't had a lot of time to digest anything else besides the NHL playoffs. It's still been really good and pretty much consuming all the hockey I can really take.
I agree.
Well, there was a big trade the other day as the Blackhawks completely blow up their organization. Besides, they did say that they are staying with Quenneville, which you have to. That would be a fucking terrible firing to lose him. But
they'll let him go on his own.
You think?
I don't think you can fire him. They were still the number one team.
Yeah, but you can't lose three first rounds in a row. If he loses next year, he's done. But they'll probably say, hey, bud, why don't you just retire?
That's what I mean. I don't think they'll fire him. They don't want that ugly press.
Well, they're already getting it because he said he was pissed off and surprised that their assistant coach got fired.
He said that?
Yeah. I don't think he said pissed off. He said... angry and surprised, I'm pretty sure. I don't know the exact quote, but yeah, he was not happy and didn't think it was going to happen. Probably had a pretty good relationship with the guy if he was his assistant coach.
Yeah, normally.
And it's not like he made the firing or anything like that. It's raining down from above. They've had a few more firings, but at this point, you got to shake something up. Because it's not... I don't even know if you can blame personnel in their case. Something I really think it has to do with date rape season. When it comes down to it. We're trying to get some date rape season shirts made up too, so look out for those for the Biscuit. I get Twitter messages from people with like every episode. People come up with like three different t-shirt ideas. That was one of my favorite ones that has been made by somebody. Just like date rape season, the Biscuit. That'd be pretty good. But the trade I'm talking about is career lifer backup goalie Scott Darling, America's darling, if you will, getting traded to the Hurricanes of the Carolinas for a third round draft pick of this year. Your thoughts?
Well, I don't really like it.
For who?
I think for the I'm not a Blackhawks fan, so I guess I don't really care. But if I was, I would kind of want Darling. But they probably would have lost him anyway, so they might as well have traded him and got something out of it, because he wasn't going to stay there forever.
No.
Unless they got Crawford.
And here's the thing, he's a free agent.
That's what I mean. He was leaving.
He's not going to play in Carolina. There's no way they sign him.
You don't think he'll get the start?
I don't think they're going to sign him. I don't think they're going to give him enough money.
What's he want that's not enough money?
I mean, they have two goalies. I don't think Carolina's problem is goaltending, to be honest with you. But it's Scott Darling. So if you're making that move, then you have to get rid of either Cam Ward or Eddie Locke. And I don't think I get rid of either of those guys. I think both of them are younger than Scott Darling, and none of the three have been a starter in the league, really. So
Scott Darling's 28.
So he's coming into his prime, and all he had to say about it was, "I've proven myself as a backup," which, fuck yeah, he has. He had 18 wins this year, career high numbers. Crawford went down for a while, I'm pretty sure, this season, and Darling, I mean, they finished first place in the West. And it's not like he was in the net when they lost in the playoffs.
No, I mean, he's been their backup for 3 years. So he's proved he can compete at the high level.
But if you're Scott Darling, you already have Stanley Cups, multiple. You already have, you have backup money, but you got Chicago Blackhawks backup money. Are you still wanting to compete for a cup, or are you just trying to get paid?
He's only got one cup.
He's only got one?
Yeah, he was only on the 2015 team.
That can't be right.
It is.
Well, shit.
I'm telling you, I don't think he's only been in the league since 2010.
So where the fuck was he with the other two cups?
Probably down below.
Who the fuck was their backup?
Not him.
Shit. Well, here's what I was getting to. If Dallas comes knocking, calls, and says, "Hey, you want to come play in Dallas with Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin?" I think I take that deal.
Yeah, I think the Blackhawks should have kept him. He's like 5 years younger than Crawford.
Well, I don't think it was in the hand. I don't think it was in the cards. Because they're
not yet. Crawford's not old enough, really.
Right. They're not going to bench Crawford, and they're not going to trade Crawford. So,
not yet. I mean, if it would have been like 3 years from now, I think they would have thought about it a lot more.
It's going to be the same thing with the Penguins. I mean, what do you do at this point with Andre Fleury playing like this? You're in a tough spot either way.
Why are people surprised that he's like a really good goaltender?
I'm not at all.
That's what's upsetting me. People are like absolutely shocked that he's still this good. Like, what do you mean he's this good? For one, he only had to play like 30 games this year.
He's probably more fresh than he's ever been in his life.
That's what I mean.
He's probably more fresh than he's ever been in his life. He probably is loving life right now.
This is why I was fighting it so hard earlier in the year. I said, they cannot get rid of him.
I don't think anybody in their organization was thinking about it. I think that's all sports media and people on Twitter assuming that they can't keep him. But he's already on the payroll, so it's not like, you know, it wasn't a big deal to keep him on for another year.
What do you do if you're the Penguins? I don't know. What? This was technically Matt Murray's rookie year because last year he didn't qualify to be a rookie.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So you're looking at a rookie.
Yeah.
Who's amazing.
He's good. And I mean, he played really well all season.
All year.
But he's been hurt now twice.
I mean, they're the second best record in the league or just the East?
I think the league. I want to say the league.
I think Washington and Pittsburgh is 1 and 2 in the entire league.
Yeah, I believe that's right. And then Chicago was up there, and then Minnesota, and then Columbus is top six, up to top five.
So your rookie year, you did that, and you got Fleury, who's just a household name. Just fucking keep both of them.
You get
sent. What the issue is
absolutely impossible.
Unless Murray's ego can't handle Fleury, but obviously he can. And Fleury handled the Murray situation like an absolute pro.
The whole Penguins team is going to look very different next year. Because there's just certain guys that are up to make a lot of money now.
Well, there's 15 players on that team that were on the team last year.
Right. But now's to the point where Bonino can go get paid. Kessel can go get paid if he wants to. I mean, they have that fucking Jake Fuck.
He's a rookie. He ain't leaving.
No. He'll be around. But there's going to be some guys leaving for sure. Dick Face is going to retire.
Colin?
Yeah. He'll be done. But that's for another time. I just don't see Carolina signing him. If they do, it's huge for them. They have a very young defense. And then you add Scott Darling. And then Sebastian Aho was playing fucking pretty good last year. If they add another offensive weapon, I'm telling you right now, Biscuit exclusive, watch out for the Hurricanes and the very weak Atlantic to make some noise next year.
Do you think Darling can be a...
100%. Especially in the Atlantic.
Do you think he can be a 50, 55, 60 game starter in the NHL?
I want to see it. I know that. I want to see him fucking give it a fighting chance. I don't want to see him play backup anymore. I want to see him at least go fail.
Well, I think he had to play 32 games this year.
So he was 18 and fucking something and something? I know he had 18 wins. I'm fucking positive of that.
Just because you played 32 games doesn't... I don't know what that means. I don't know if that means started 32 games. You know, I just know he played 32 games. That could be anything.
So he won about half the games.
Yeah, and like I said, that could be anything. That could not even be starts.
Right.
That could be third period.
Well, I don't... Do they... I don't know how they count that. You know what I mean?
Play it as a game. I mean, they can't play it. Otherwise, goalies just sit there.
So it's like lettering in football or something when you're in high school? Like, if you get on kickoff, that counts as playing that game?
Probably.
Yeah, that should be fucking taken away too. You shouldn't be able to fucking letter on special teams, or you should get a special letter that looks different because you lettered on special teams. But special teams in hockey are completely different, though. If you're on the fucking penalty kill, I mean, you're a fucking beast. You're a goddamn beast. Did you see that NHL rule 87-71? If a player gets hit in the face and the Penguins have possession of the puck, the game goes on.
He got hit in the fucking head.
It just keeps happening.
Kudos to the ref for stopping it for a guy taking a puck to the back of the head.
Just keeps happening. Woronski took one to the fucking face, to the fucking cheek. No one cared.
Hey, he was 18-5 this year. He only had 5 losses.
Yikes.
Darling.
And that's a starter. That's at least a chance at starting, for sure. 18-5?
Yeah, so the 32 games is definitely just being in.
Right, for sure. Because it'd be like, for the people that are, like baseball, you can pitch a game, but you might not lose that game.
You might not get the win of the L, exactly.
Right.
Here, let me give you what he's done since he's been a Chicago Blackhawk. 2014, he was 9-4, only played 14 games. Last year, he only played 29 games, was 12-8. This year he played 32 and was 18-5. So this year is by far his best year.
Hi, sweetie. Did you wake up? Mwah. Say hi to Uncle Randy.
Say hi. Hi.
She says, "Go Capitals." So now, what? I wasn't listening. Say it again. People on the radio love it when you repeat yourself. Why?
2014, he was 9-4. Only played 14 games. Last year, he played 29 games. Was 12-8. And this year, he was 18-5, playing 32 games.
Last year, he was 12-8.
Yeah.
I thought he was better than that last year.
His save percentage has always been really good.
Like what? 9.93?
Last year it was 9.15.
That's all right.
And his goals against are always pretty low. It was only 2.5.
But here's the X factor. He's also playing with the Blackhawks.
Exactly.
Not the Carolina Hurricanes. But, like I said, the Carolina Hurricanes have a fucking amazing defense, and it's almost all Americans, so you gotta fucking love that. Except for Falk, he's a fuck. He's a fuck boy of the week. We haven't had one in a while. I'm just giving it to him because I don't like him. Did you fucking hang up?
No, I'm listening to you. You were talking.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
I don't interrupt.
No, you interrupt me, you're gonna get fucking stoop slapped.
Hey,
what?
Scott Darling's 6'6".
Holy fuck! What's his cock size? Does it say on there? Cock vibes?
Cock vibes for Scott Darling? No, I can't find that.
I don't think they have figured out a way to register cock vibes yet. I got
Ronnie just posted a picture on Instagram.
Ronnie Miller, the drummer of Artillery Breath. Does it say something vibes? He loves that shit.
Let me try to find it, because I remember being really mad.
If you were on the Biscuit fucking Twitter, goddamn Shane Gilfuckle from the History of Hockey podcast sent me a fucking row of coffee. He was like at Kroger or something and just said coffee vibes. I could have killed him. And then, he was like, I was going to send you cock vibes, but I was at work. I don't think he works at Kroger, but maybe
he was... can't say cock at work?
No, you can't get your cock out and take a picture of it.
I don't know where he works.
He's not a fucking team leader. You're fucking... All you guys are got bandanas tied around your necks, fucking dicks swinging out.
It was a picture of Jim Carrey doing... the part from Cable Guy where he's like,
oh yeah,
and it just says vibes.
Oh, when's it gonna stop? Call to order. Quit the vibe shit.
The Red Knight's going down. Vibes.
That's what he did.
No, he just put hashtag vibes, and it was just Jim Carrey's face.
Oh my fucking god, dude. I think since I got out of Instagram probably almost 2 years at this, I mean, I still have my account, but I missed the whole vibes train. I don't get it.
I have no idea what it is.
I don't get it, and I don't like it.
Some girl at work the other day had a shirt that said weird vibes. I was like, God, you're fucking gay.
I saw a little fucking, kid, and they had like a Lance Armstrong fucking bracelet on, but it looked like a periodic table, and I was like, what the fuck is that? And it had like, it spelled nerd, but like from the elements of the fucking periodic table, and I about fucking smashed his face into a wall. I'm not even fucking joking. So I think we're going thumbs down for the Blackhawks for losing him. And if Carolina can sign him, thumbs up. And a thumbs up for Scott Darling either way.
Yeah, I think he's going to get a chance to start.
Fuck yeah, he's not going to go be a backup. He's not going to fucking Columbus or something.
I think you're definitely going to have mixed Blackhawks fans. Some of them are going to say, I wish they would have given him a chance. Because what if he goes to Carolina next year? I mean, he's obviously not going to be the best goalie in the league.
You don't know that.
But what if he goes to Carolina next year and you know, playoffs, and they're a whole different ball club because of it?
Like I said, they play in the Atlantic. There's no reason they can't make the fucking playoffs. There's no reason he can't be a top fucking five goalie. I mean, 18-5.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's pretty goddamn good. And he's going to be thirsty. He's going to be fucking wanting it.
Yeah.
He's not going to want to go out of backup land and fucking just come out and turd out.
I agree.
But it's going to be different because he's not going to have the Blackhawks D in front of him or those fucking goal scorers in front of him either. So he might be playing from behind more than he's used to as well.
That's what I'm saying. It's possession, all kinds of stuff is going to be different.
Oh, yeah. You're going from arguably the best team in the NHL, easily the best team to be eliminated from the playoffs, to wherever he ends up. I just don't see Carolina, but they have exclusive rights to him right now. So they can match any deal or, you know what I mean? So he is a Hurricane until they fuck up and can't sign him. So I hope he doesn't end up in Carolina just because who fucking cares about Carolina hockey? Nobody. No, not one fucking person.
Cam Newton.
Cam Newton. He's never seen a fucking a puck. Was that it for the news that we had? Oh, the lottery. The good old draft lottery. So Vegas is guaranteed a top six pick. Where did they draw balls at?
Yeah, got the sixth pick.
Starting off hot. How fucking remarkable is that?
Starting off hot.
Oh my god. They had to have been so fucking pissed to watch those balls go. Like, oh shit. Oh shit. Fuck. Oh. And then that whole organization, since they tried to unveil their logo and the fucking TV screen went out, has just been fucked.
The NHL's gotta be pissed because this hasn't been like the last even four drafts. There's always been someone pretty good.
Well, last two have had
amazing
team changing, city changing players.
Yeah,
Austin Matthews has brought Toronto back to life single handedly. He is the difference of that team.
Yes,
him and Babcock, and then Connor McDavid is almost Wayne Gretzky to Edmonton. I mean, he doesn't have his numbers, but he's that kind of franchise player.
Yeah.
Who was the first pick before that? Taylor Hall? Or he's a back quite a few years.
Yeah. He's a Devil, so I don't think he was number one pick.
He was number one to Oilers. He just got traded to the Devils last year.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This season. Four, actually, the last time the New Jersey Devils even picked a good player in the first round would have been dickhead they traded Taylor Hall for. What's his name? Oh, fuck. Lawson. Adam Larson? Yeah, their defenseman who plays for Edmonton now, who is fucking killing it. And Taylor Hall had a so-so year. But, so, New Jersey gets the first pick, and you think the NHL's bummed out about that?
For sure.
You think they wanted Vegas to have it?
They didn't want Vegas to have six. It's a
no, they didn't.
It's a the talent in this draft is low on surefire elite talent. I mean, it's not how it has been.
The first like 10 picks on the two drafts I've seen are all centers. Like, it's just, so
this has got, they got Owen Tippett, he's a right wing, he's in the OHL, and that's who they think the Vegas Golden Knights are going to end up taking at six.
See, the draft I have that I'm on right now, I have him at number 9 going to Detroit from Mishawaga.
The Owen Tippett, yeah.
Yeah, 6'2", 200-pound right winger. I have him dropping to number 9 on where I'm at. I'm glad we're on different sites, though. So, the first two guys are pretty much locked in. Nico Heischer. He seems to be the number one pick from Halifax, a center right wing.
No, Nolan Patrick's going to the Devils.
See, that's what I've seen Nico at number one and then Nolan Patrick at number two on a few of them, but you've seen Patrick at number one?
I think they're going to take Nolan Patrick, yeah. People are beating off to his hockey IQ, I guess.
I'd take him. He's bigger. I'm not drafting somebody that weighs 172 pounds. Get the fuck out of here. I'm not running a junior high team.
Yeah, he would drop to the Flyers, Nico, if they took.
Those are one and two, though.
I would say so.
Who's on your number three going to Dallas?
Gabriel Vilardi.
I have Miro Hasekainen.
I have him going fourth to Colorado behind Gabriel Vilardi from Windsor.
Ooh, Miro's small. He has to be fucking good because he is tiny.
17 years old.
Well, he's not going to fucking grow.
You don't know that. He's 17. Yeah, he could.
He's not fucking black. Only black people grow after 17.
He's playing for the junior Finnish team.
Do you remember him playing in the juniors? I watched that whole fucking tournament. I don't remember this turd. Do you?
I don't. Finnish is miserable. Their team was awful.
Okay.
But he had like 12 points in the six games he played in the juniors.
Did he really?
And he played fucking defense. So obviously this dude can ball.
Left-handed defenseman. Well, I mean, that right there is worth it. Because a left-handed defenseman's at a fucking... you know? I have him at three, you have him at four.
Yeah.
I wonder if he's on their national team for the World Championships coming up. We'll have to keep an eye out for that guy.
Yeah.
We'll have to do a special on that one, too. All the losers that aren't in the playoffs that get to play in it. I've got Cody Glass at number five going to Vancouver.
Casey Middleslap.
I have him at six going to Vegas. And then Cal Macker going to the Coyotes.
I agree with you there.
That's the next defenseman. Then another defenseman, Timothy, not going to fucking try to say your last name from Sweden.
Not going to work here anymore.
Not going to work here anymore, that's for sure. Then I got Owen Tippett dropping to number nine to Detroit, who, no matter who Detroit picks at number nine, they draft fucking crazy well. They're like they're like the fucking Patriots.
I think you meant to say the Steelers, but I understand what you're saying.
Well, definitely not like the Bengals. We take the one guy that hit a woman in the fucking draft. Thanks.
To Cincinnati, where they already have a reputation of the biggest thugs ever.
Why make that pick? Why?
They fucked up.
Why?
Why draft them, exactly?
Why
draft them?
Why?
Is it that important?
It was a fucking mock. I'm done with the NFL. That was my last... I'm done.
You can blame Marvin. He tries to fix all these hood rats.
He's probably molesting them, I imagine. He's a child molester.
Pac-Man Jones is probably alive because of Marvin, so I mean, you gotta think about that. He does help him.
Did Pac-Man beat women?
Probably, yeah. Is that a fucking real question?
Well, I mean, I know he does, but he hasn't been caught. He went to prison for, like, riding around with assault rifles, I thought.
No, he was fucking beating up just anyone.
Well, Pac-Man rules.
He got a bodyguard from his former team before he played for the Bengals. I think it was the Titans, right?
Yeah.
So the Titans organization bought him two bodyguards, and they were supposed to follow him wherever he went. They were fucking babysitters. He had them for like a month, halfway through the football season. He got thrown in jail because he's fucking beating one of them up out back of a strip club or something.
Oh, that's great.
I said, how awesome that fucking Pac-Man just beat up his bodyguard.
That's great. Here's the kid who I think whoever gets this guy, I've seen him at number 5. I've seen him as low as at 11. But Michael Rasmussen from Tri-City, I don't know, from the WHL, 6'5", 205-pound centerman. I want Detroit to draft him, or I want him to go to fucking Colorado. I've seen him as high as number 4.
I got him 15th going to the Islanders.
Oh, don't go to the fucking Islanders.
Drop into the Islanders.
Man. Well, and then just a quick over to 28th pick of Josh Norris going to Columbus. He's in the United States Hockey League. He's the under 18. He won't see the light of day for a while. But that's the one thing Columbus does need is centerman. Centerman, centerman, centerman. I fully expect to see Pierre-Luc Dubois on the roster next year. That's enough for the draft, I think. Now we're going to, I'm sure we'll have a whole fucking, you know what I mean, as we get closer to it, but we just wanted to get some names into your guys' ears so you biscuit babies don't seem like fucking idiots when you go talk to people. And I do appreciate all the pictures people have been sending, you know, of them watching hockey, drinking beer, saying, you know, the biscuit got me into it. That was initially the point of this podcast, was to spread the good word of the greatest game in the world. I think a lot of sports fans neglect to spend time on hockey just because they think it's hard to watch. It really isn't. You just have to spend a little bit of time on it. And I think the names throw people too. Like, they feel dumb because they can't say it, but it's fine. We're all dumb.
I can't say half the names.
No, you can't say shit.
I pronounce their names outrageously wrong.
You miss Zach Parise.
Yeah, I say Parise. What do I say, Parise?
Parise.
Yeah, I'm not going to stop saying Zach Parise ever.
And you're on a fucking, you're co-host on a goddamn hockey podcast.
I'm never going to care. Unless Zach Parise fucking tweets me and says, say my name right, you fucking jackass, I don't care.
I don't think we'll have that problem. I don't think we'll have that issue.
Is he American? He's American, I can't even say his name.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Let alone fucking like you just said, fucking Markaroff, whatever the fuck his name is, from Detroit.
Oh, yeah. Fucking, shit. Timbiaka Matuka? What, is that Biaka Matuka? Was it Tisha Munga Biaka Matuka?
Timbiaka Matuka.
Tisha Munga Biaka Matuka.
Yeah, Kajana Carter.
Kajana Carter, man, what a bust. Fuck me. Shit, I had something I was going to fucking write on the tip of my goddamn fucking tongue. The fuck was I going to say?
Tongue vibes.
Tongue vibes. Hashtag tongue vibes. So, into the playoffs. We're in the second round now, Big Rand. This is our first episode since the second round has started. I don't even think we got to do our predictions because we didn't know who was in it. So, for anybody that's living under a fucking rock, Nashville's playing St. Louis. Edmonton is playing Anaheim. The mighty, mighty Senators of Ottawa are playing the New York Hockey Rangers. And the Capitals are playing the Penguins. I think when we last left off, I was hoping that the Capitals... We'll do the Capitals last. So, the big news is the $300 bet for the Ottawa Senators. Can you explain?
Well, Brennan started talking shit, and I told him...
Brennan is our older brother.
I'll give you $300 if Ottawa wins the Stanley Cup, because it's just not going to happen.
And this was right, like, before they put Boston out.
I don't even think they beat Boston yet.
Right, exactly. They had not. Do you know how he ended up picking Ottawa?
I don't think they've lost since I've said that.
I don't think so. It's awesome. It's absolutely incredible. I told you last episode that he just didn't, like, pick them out of nowhere.
No, I know.
He looked up Ottawa's record, all the teams' records versus playoff teams, and Ottawa had the best record against playoff teams out of the NHL.
He's a fucking idiot.
Yeah. Isn't that fucking crazy? And then he knew that everybody was going to pick the Capitals, so if you picked a different team, you have a, you know, that's your shot of winning the fucking bracket.
Well, that's what I always do.
Well, you're in first place right now, aren't you?
Naturally.
God fucking damn it, dude. Who
won the college bracket? Me.
On some bullshit. On a fucking point stipulation.
A fucking technicality.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, on a fucking technicality, exactly.
Don't matter, I won. Where's my fucking hat?
It's coming, it's in the fucking, check's in the mail.
Dishes are done, man.
Dishes are done, man. You know what old Jack Burton says when a man asks you paid your dues, you say, yes, sir, check's in the mail. So Ottawa is laying the fucking, the bone to the goddamn Rangers.
Are they up to... Craig Anderson's outlasting Henrik.
And Henrik's got to be done. This is it. This is the last hurrah.
I've seen, they were just down. I mean, saying that they can't win this series is outrageous.
Is it 2-1?
It's 2-0 Ottawa.
2-0 Ottawa. They play tonight.
No, they play tomorrow.
Thank God, because the scheduling Friday was, they played at the same time that the Capitals game was. Nobody was watching that Ottawa game.
Yeah, it was weird. Game 2 was crazy. Did you watch Game 2 Saturday?
Yeah, holy fuck.
Double overtime. Ottawa pulls it up.
And the refs tried to give that game to fucking New York.
So you're looking at Tuesday night, tomorrow, I believe in New York, right?
Yeah, back to New York. The first game, the opening game in Ottawa, Canada, 2,000 tickets unsold. That game sells out in Columbus. That game sells out in Carolina. That game sells out in Florida.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. They don't deserve to win.
No, they don't. 2,000, and you guys didn't have one team in your whole country make the playoffs last year?
Talking about the Penguins have sold out the last, like, 5 years every home game. That's not even a lot.
The Red Wings have done it for, like, 15 years now.
I know, that's my point. I mean, we're talking to home games, not even playoffs.
This is a home playoff game.
I know, that's what I mean.
You gotta sell
regular season, everything.
People should be trying to fucking finger people to death to get those tickets. You could have just drove up there and got, like, standing room. Fucking cheap. It's sad. Yeah. Bad on you, Canada.
Yeah, they don't deserve to win.
Good
New
on...
York will bump in tomorrow.
Yeah, I hope so. Good on Canada, though. Did you see them sing our national anthem when the mics went out yesterday?
Yeah.
That's pretty remarkable. I guarantee, if you ask 10 Americans to sing O Canada, two can do it.
I wouldn't.
You would.
Doesn't matter if I can, I won't.
Oh, shit. So, who do you think Ottawa... I know you're hoping Ottawa doesn't move on, but I think Ottawa's got them.
I picked Ottawa in my bracket.
How? Who the fuck is picking Ottawa? Why?
I sent you a picture of my bracket. The only things I am wrong so far are Blackhawks
and the Wild. That's fine. Why?
I'm looking at
someone. Give me one goddamn reason why anyone's picking Ottawa.
I can give you two reasons.
Craig Anderson doesn't count.
Craig Anderson.
No.
How about Carlson?
How about him? I don't give a fuck about him. Pretty boy Floyd.
I picked New York beating Boston, and I picked Ottawa beating New York. Right now, I'm my bracket's money.
Did you say you had New York beating Boston?
Or my fault, New York beating Montreal.
I didn't think there's a fucking chance that Montreal was going to lose.
I picked New York beating Montreal because of New York being the savvy vets. I picked Ottawa over New York simply because I think Craig Anderson outlasts Henrik.
Oh, my God. I've heard dumb shit before. That's some of the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
When you said the dumbest thing I said was Edmonton shooting past the first round.
So I'm dumb.
Apparently.
Fuck. Because I had Boston winning, going to the final against Washington. And Washington might just go ahead and get swept.
God, I hope so.
And then that has to show you how good Columbus is.
Who did they sign in the off trade deadline? What's his name? The defensive player?
Shattenkirk.
Yeah.
Their team's loaded.
Shattenkirk was supposed to seal the deal. I mean, come on.
Everybody thought so.
It ain't over.
It's no not.
One's saying it's, over. It's only two games.
It's a must win tonight. It's a fucking must win.
For the Penguins, it is a must win.
You're hard to
talk
to.
Every playoff game is a must win. You're Penguins fucking, must win tonight.
You're fucking hard to talk to sometimes.
Penguins must win tonight. It's a fucking must win game.
Game one was one of the best hockey games I've ever seen.
Yeah, that was 0-0 first period. Crosby comes out, gets fucking silly in the second period.
Game one was incredible. Ovi scored, Sidney scored two. There was a fucking almost a line brawl somehow.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fucking awesome. Holtby looks like a bitch.
All right, I thought it was a bad idea pulling him, and I was 100% right. Because McGruber got scored on so fast, so quick, it was insane.
Oh, God.
Kessel comes in and, like, whips one right by him. I was thinking, you're the asshole who just pulled Holtby because you're mad at him or something.
What was because game two is 6-2?
Yeah.
Yikes.
It wasn't that score, though. Like, to me, it wasn't that score.
It was. I mean, that was the score.
I know. It was like... It got like that once he got rid of Holtby. They just fucking dumped it on McGruber at the end.
Do you hear what he said?
Whatever his name is, I call him McGruber.
McGruber's fine. Barry Trotz says, well, we're just going to go win two in Pittsburgh. Yeah, have fun, bud.
He's an arrogant fuck.
He's a fucking douche is what he is.
Benching Holtby to me is an arrogant coaching move. I'm sorry that he gave up three goals in one period against the fucking Pittsburgh Penguins. But benching him and putting in McGruber against Kessel, Malkin, Crosby, and these dudes that are fucking snipers is not a good idea in the fucking playoffs at home.
Did you see Bob get pulled? Did you even see Tortorella entertain the idea of pulling Bob?
No, because whether you're losing with Bobby, still your best option, and that's what that is to me with Holtby.
And the playoffs, every game is the last game.
That's my point.
You're not putting your goalie in unless he's fucking hurt.
He took Holtby out to start the third period, and I literally, no one was awake in my house, and I, out loud, I said, he just gave up game two. Like, he's done with game two.
Well, and then you had to fucking deal with this dog shit now on social media. Will Holtby start game three? Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. He's going to start game three.
His fucking dickheaded coach is trying to prove a point to him like it's the regular season.
Right. Yeah. It's not December.
Like it's game 18 and he's mad he just gave up three goals.
Right, like he showed up after banging some strippers or something and then fucking hung over. Now he's got to sit.
The Colin goal was went between his legs, could have been stopped. The second goal, Crosby was absolutely filthy between the legs. Nice pass, and Phil Kessel, in my eyes, one of the best scorers in the game.
Oh, Jesus fucking
Christ. Sniped one by you.
One of the best fucking cheeseburger eaters.
But he sniped one by him, and that's what Kessel has done his entire career.
He can score.
Exactly.
He can score.
The third goal in that game was Jake Guentzel from Crosby again coming down. And that one should have been stopped. It could have been. I mean, we've seen them make that stop 100 times.
Sometimes the biscuits gets by you. Sometimes it happens, man. It just happened to get by him.
But benching him, and they came out and Kessel fucking put one right on him instantly. And then Malkin tipped one in.
Oh, those dudes are like sharks. They go, who's this fuck?
I was thinking,
who's this fuck in the net?
You guys put in MacGruber, and they went from Bobrovsky to Holtby to MacGruber. Those are the three goalies they've seen in the playoffs. No wonder they put up three goals against them in the third period. Yeah. So your coaching strategy did nothing.
No, and that locker room was probably a fucking weird place afterwards.
Because Holtby was pissed. You could clearly tell when he was sitting there.
Yeah, fuck yeah, he probably wanted to leave.
Sullivan did the same goddamn thing to Fleury last year in the playoffs.
Benched him?
But he didn't really have the job at that point. It was a real weird situation anyway. Murray had started like 3 games prior.
Well, it worked out too. It either works out or it does what happened to Barry Trotz. It doesn't.
Yeah, but he put in Matt Murray. He didn't put in fucking MacGruber.
Right, and Matt Murray had already won some games before then.
Exactly, in the playoffs.
In the playoffs, yeah, exactly.
When was the last time Gruber won a playoff game?
When was the last time he won a game?
I don't want to know the stat that last time Gruber won a playoff game.
I don't think it's a stat that exists. I don't think it's statable. If that's not even a word. You know what I mean?
I think he gave up. He's trying to be a dickhead coach game two and then saying something.
I hope Washington wins tonight. Just because I want to see one of these fucking goddamn series go to game seven. Somebody. There hasn't been one yet. You gotta have a fucking game seven in the playoffs somewhere. But
and I hope not now.
But for all intents and purposes, it's looking like you might be ordering a back-to-back shirt.
You want me to cry, yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to say the Penguins are going to win, because I don't want them to. Anyone but the Penguins, but Penguins are probably going to win that series, and then hopefully lose to Ottawa. I think Ottawa wins, and I think the Penguins go on to win. Easy to say when they're up 2-0, but we'll find out tonight. The game starts here in about a half hour, so looking forward to seeing it. It's two really good teams playing.
Yep.
Holtby has to shine a little more, and he's got to get some fucking help on offense. Big players got to play big in the playoffs. Somebody's, you know, Oshie's got to do more. Ovechkin's got to do more. Someone's got to do more. Or Shattenkirk. You guys fucking paid him. Fuck you, pay me. Let's see it.
Pretty sure they got fucking two former Penguins on their team.
I didn't know Ian Cole went to Notre Dame.
Fuck yeah.
That's why they're good. They got fucking two Irish.
Yeah, that's why I went and watched both those dudes play, because Notre Dame was awesome that year.
Damn. They're fucking good this year. They're going to be good next year.
They got, what, Matt Niskanen, former Penguin?
Is he?
Brooks Orpik.
Yeah, he's a douche.
Former Penguin. So you got almost bad blood. I see more players talking to Niskanen than they do to Orpik. I think they fucking hate Orpik.
Yeah, Orpik.
Because last year Orpik tried to fight Malkin.
Yeah, the biggest pussy in the league.
To Orpik?
Evgeny Malkin. Him and Drew Doughty are the biggest pussies in the league.
Gruber saved 7 of 9 shots in that third period. That's fucking awful.
They only had 9 shots?
Old Grubar pie.
Old Grubar pie. Let's go over to the West Coast. Do you have an explanation for Nashville?
Do I have an explanation for Nashville?
Yeah.
I don't know how they're up 2-1. I don't know how they're in the second round.
They've only lost a game. So far.
They don't play until 9:30 tomorrow. I ain't going to watch that.
No, I'm not having any part of that. But people got to cool down on the PK Subban. Needs to be the face of the NHL. I'll say it again. He had a +2 and got the third star of the week. Get the fuck out of here.
That's why I hate him. They do that all year.
Yeah, they want him to be.
They do that all year.
And then everybody got real mad because Milbury said he looks like a clown when he's dancing on the ice. It's not a racist comment. He's an old school hockey player. He doesn't want to see dudes out there dancing in the warm-ups. And people got real fucking hypersensitive about it.
Sounds pretty racist.
He might be racist. Good. Whatever. It's not my fucking... I'm not.
Fucking clown.
But he looked like a fucking clown. He didn't go, you fucking Tar Heel.
Whoa, now.
Either way, fuck PK Subban. But
I agree. People are absurdly soft.
When I start to think about how Nashville's... I mean, it's not surprising that Nashville's so goddamn good. PK Subban's not even a top-line defenseman on that team. That's how deep that team is.
But he's the best player in the league.
What, best player in the world, didn't you know?
Didn't you see his tire commercial?
Yeah, he dresses well, too.
His kid or fucking cousin, whoever the fuck that little kid is, likes ice cream. I don't give a fuck about your family, PK.
That's just some kid he fucking abducted.
That's abduction?
Abducted. He abducted him. Leads the league in a kid abductions.
Leads the league in fucking day rapes.
Who do you think? Patrick Kane. He's a fucking career lifer.
He doesn't make it any better than like the facial expressions and haircuts do what he does.
His hair screams date rape.
So does his face, though. He has like this real...
It's because he's a date rapist.
Child date rape.
He date rapes women.
He needs a pair of Dahmer glasses.
And now he knows he can get away with it. That Clark Kent at the All-Star game, that wasn't a fucking costume. He forgot that he had his date rape goggles on. And fucking showed up at the goddamn All-Star game. And was like, oh shit, I have my fucking cape too. Because that's how he rapes people.
Yeah. Who wants dungeon fucked?
Yeah, exactly. Why? He lives in Buffalo, New York. Yeah, he's raping people.
Oh, God.
Buffalo Bob. I saw what he did. Buffalo Bill did to your bunghole.
Not what I heard.
That's not what I heard. I heard he stuck a road flare in your bunghole.
Whoa.
Whoa. Woo, sold 68 of those bad boys that summer. That dude is so good.
Change his name to Kickin' Wing, though, I would.
Kickin' ass.
Yeah, Kickin' Wing, too, kickin' ass.
But Nashville's good because they've got Johansson, yeah. Forsberg.
Plum Purple Crazy with pool ball grip.
Yossi. Ryan Ellis, which Brennan will not get up on that puck. He has a Ryan Ellis signed puck. He does not care about it. Will not sell it to me.
Why does he have it?
It was like in an auction where he got like to meet Eddie George and it came with a Ryan Ellis puck for some reason. Super fucking weird, like white people golf auction, kid trafficking event he was at. And ended up with a Ryan Ellis signed puck and got to meet Eddie George or some weird shit like that. You got to wonder if all these wins are a hot streak or Nashville's for real.
I have Blues come back.
I have Blues too because I'm not going to not pick the Blues until they do me wrong. I'm done not picking. I might have the Blues just fucking win the Stanley Cup next year.
No.
No, that's incorrect. I still got the Blues. Nashville. Did you know Nashville throws catfish out on the ice? Have you heard about this?
Yeah, I've seen you talking about it.
And then I looked up the history of it. The only reason they do it is because Detroit throws the octopus out. Like, Detroit did that for a reason. Like, it took 8 wins to win the Stanley Cup when that happened. And that's why they threw the octopus, symbolizing 8 legs, 8 wins. I mean, it doesn't make sense, really, but that's why they did it. So to just go ahead and be like, well, fuck, they threw goddamn octopus out there, we'll throw a fucking catfish, it's like the same shit. It doesn't mean anything. It's a stupid tradition. I fucking not a fucking Nashville Predators fan.
I think the catfish has 16 whiskers.
I'm definitely punching you in the mouth next time I see you.
Take 16 wins to win the Stanley Cup.
God damn it. The show's over. The show's canceled. It's so funny, too, when I say fucking, like, we're on the radio. We're not even on the radio.
No.
But it feels like you are, so.
Yeah, it does.
It really does. So we're both agreeing on Blues. We both agreed on Ottawa. Unless something happens tonight in the Capitals game, you got to go with Pittsburgh. I think if we would have recorded before the series started, I probably would have said Washington just because I have to. And then
I would have had a 2-0 lead going to Pittsburgh.
Yeah. You also have autism. Edmonton and the Ducks. Great hockey. I've actually watched a few of their games. Did you see Video Game McDavid last night?
Yeah, that was pretty nasty.
That was fake. That's fake shit. They're good. Edmonton's good.
Yeah, they are.
Edmonton's they're a piece away from being a fucking contender.
I believe I said that.
You said exactly one piece away?
Yeah, probably. I said a lot of awesome things like that.
Nah, I don't know. They...
Huh?
Say it, motherfucker!
Well, you stop talking.
Because you were about to fucking talk, I gotta wait all goddamn episode for you to fucking say something, and then the second you do, I stop, and you fucking don't.
The issue I have with this series is my bracket is the Oilers, but I want the Ducks. Not often do I not pick brackets from the heart. Didn't think the Ducks could beat the Oilers.
I've got Edmonton winning.
So do I. In my bracket. But I'm...
I want the Ducks to win, though.
I'd be thrilled if the Ducks won. I like the Ducks. And it's probably because of the fucking Mighty Ducks, and that's the only reason.
I want the Ducks because you're going to see Edmonton in this situation for the next, like, 10 years.
Yeah, and I like Getzlaf, and I like those dudes from the Ducks.
I want to see Jared Bull fucking go to the Stanley Cup. That's what I want.
I don't want to see Cam Talbot.
You're a fucking Cam Talbot fucking sympathizer, saying he should be a Vezina fucking nomination.
He's a fucking snub.
No, not even close.
He is.
No.
I'll save that for another day.
Yeah, we will, because he's a fucking... Top 5? Maybe.
Just wait.
Maybe.
Maybe. Stats.
What, his fucking 13th and 14th place stats in the fucking league? He's a goddamn barely good.
Third and fourth stats on every list.
No.
Second in wins.
That's not even true.
You're gonna have fucking...
He's not second in fucking wins. Holtby would have been first, right? And then Bobrovsky. And then fucking loser ass Cam.
Cam Talbot had more wins than Bob.
Nope.
Bob had 41. Talbot had 42.
Nope.
He led the league in wins. Yes.
He led the league in wins.
42 wins.
He played more games than anybody, too.
He was 42-22. Bob was 41-17. Holtby was 42-13. Now, Carey Price was 37-20.
Okay. So, what was Dubnyk? So, what was Dubnyk?
I don't know. I only have those four on my list, my notes.
Well, your notes suck.
Well, because those three guys are the ones in, and I'm only trying to fight for Cam.
All right. Well, you got to throw Dubnyk into that fucking mix because okay, then you say...
I think Carey Price shouldn't have been in it this year.
Okay, we'll get to it. We'll have that conversation. There's a reason Carey Price is in there. It's because he plays for the fucking Habs.
Yeah, because he's fucking Carey Price.
Exactly. It's the same thing that would happen for LeBron James or fucking Ben Roethlisberger.
But that's what I'm saying. He got snubbed.
Do you think Ben Roethlisberger and Patrick Kane are friends?
Not a chance.
From
too
the whole
much,
like
too much competition
to see who is the best date rapist.
Yeah, they can't hang out.
Nah, that's true. Well, Big Ray, we got to wrap this up. We got hockey to watch tonight, but good episode. Tell them where to check us out, Randy.
Twitter at the Biscuit Pod, Facebook at the Biscuit Podcast.
Facebook is brand new. Go follow us. Go. What do you do on Facebook? Like us?
I think you can like it and you can share videos and shit like that. Basically, the same thing you can do on Twitter. And you can both the websites on there for.
You can listen to episodes straight from our Facebook, can't you?
Yeah.
Cool. So and then email us at biscuitpodcast@gmail. We're on Stitcher at Biscuit Podcast. We're on iTunes, the Biscuit Podcast, Google Play Music. We pretty much are ruling the world right now. The plays have been really amazing through the playoffs. So thank you guys. We appreciate it. The biscuits are done. Big Ran, it's another good one. We're getting good. We're the best. The GOAT, the Biscuit. The Biscuit Pod at twitter.com. Biscuit Vibes. Hashtag Biscuit Vibes. Rate and review us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music. I don't think anybody uses Google Play Music. I think we have 2 subscribers on there.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, nice. Email us at, it's just biscuitpodcast@gmail. Or don't email us. I don't give a fuck. It's not going to fucking make me sad. You're not going to make me more sad than fucking Brandon Dubinsky has made me. The Facebook is up. Big Ram, what's the Facebook info?
Facebook page is the Biscuit Podcast. Website for Buzzsprout's on there. And iTunes list is on there.
You need to get that Embiid player on there like I fucking told you to.
Yeah, I will.
All right, guys. That's the Biscuit. Fucking party on.